Welcome back to another episode of Interview You. This is your host, Lewis Shine. And hey, I have another special guest on the show today. But before we get started, I have a special message for our coaches in conjunction with Fast Model Sports.
Are you looking to take your game preparation to the next level? Then Fast Model Sports is the perfect coaching software for you. With Fast Draw, build an organized library of plays and drills and create professional playbooks to share with your players and staff. You can also download over 9,000 free plays and drills from our play bank directly to your Fast Draw account. Also, you need a way to better build your scouting reports? With Fast Scout, build custom scouting report templates to prepare your team best for each individual opponent. The combination of Fast Draw and Fast Scout is the best way for you and your coaches to create winning game strategies and effectively communicate them to your team. Over 10,000 high schools and youth coaches use Fast Model Sports technology to help their team reach their goals. So to take advantage of this bundle, use the code IUHOOPS15, that's IUHOOPS15, to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products. Once again, in ordering Fast Draw or Fast Scout or any of those products in the bundle there, use code IUHOOPS15 to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products.
Well, hey guys, got another special guest on the show today that is no stranger to the game of basketball. We're going to get into some good things tonight. So without further ado, let's welcome to the show, Aaron Shuck. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Man, doing real good, man. Just an honor to have you on, man, to talk about your history in the game and all the things that you've been through to get where you are, man. And even with being a contributor of Fast Model Sports, we'll get off into some of that later on. But, man, let's get this thing going, man. Let our listeners know where the game of basketball first touched your life.
Man, that's, you know, from an early age, you know,
people you know, when you're a kid, you kind of have that dream of hitting the game-winning shot in Game 7 of the Finals or the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I was a little different because I had the dream of, you know, I wanted to draw up the play for the game-winning shot to go in. You know, just from an early age, I was a big Cleveland Cavaliers fan growing up. I lived in Ohio until I was 10 years old, and so watching Mark Price, Craig Elo, Larry Nance, Brad Doherty, those guys, I watched them religiously every night. So, yeah, that was pretty much where it began.
Man, that's pretty awesome, man. Now, you named some names there, man. It took me back a little bit.
Mike Sanders, Terrell Brandon, John Battle. Yeah.
Man, Terrell Brandon, he was one of my favorites, man.
I got his autograph on a basketball card. He signed for me when one of the games. I got his autograph, Elo's, Price. I got a lot of their autographs.
Man.
His was the very first one that I ever got.
Man, that's pretty awesome right there, man. You had all some good names right there, man. Some battle warriors, some blue-collar worker type players right there, man. And, you know, I remember that was it the Richmond Coliseum?
Richfield Coliseum.
Yeah, man, Richfield Coliseum, man. That was pretty awesome, man. I love all that nostalgia, man. So for you, man, you know, just with that love and being around the game like that, you know, where did coaching begin? Where did it, you know, I know you had that, you wanted to be able to draw up those plays for the last second shot, but when did that thing start to materialize for you where you actually had opportunities that began to come before you?
Man, well, you know, coaching really began to interest me, and I knew it was something I wanted to do, like I said, early on. But, you know, middle school, going through high school, I was fortunate to play for some really good coaches. And my high school coach, Coach Ralph Nunn, he was my varsity coach at North Gwinnett. Actually, before my senior year of high school ended, he had talked to me about coming back, you know, my first year out, you know, I was a freshman in college, and helping the program out. because I wasn't going to play in college. I blew my knee out, and I had a couple operations on at the time. And so he knew I wanted to get into coaching, and he actually pulled me in his office one day, and he said, you know, it was something that I really needed to consider. And of course, he already knew that I wanted to, so it was an easy decision. So I got into it really early, and I got my high school coach to thank for that.
Man, that's good stuff right there, man. I always say the next best thing to playing is coaching. And, you know, through my coaching career, it's nothing like still being able to be in the gym, help the players, teach them, you know, that, you know, if I can't play, I got to be in the gym another way. And coaching is the way that, you know, I scratch my itch. You know what I'm saying?
That's so true. I'm not nearly as good as a player as I used to be, but my stats are a whole lot better. So, you know, those get a little bit better with age because, you know, you tell the stories of the past, and obviously that game where you hit a few threes, you know, nowadays it's like you kind of, you know, inflate the numbers a little bit.
Yes, sir. Hey, but, you know, I think the thing I found out is, man, the kids appreciate it, man. They appreciate those stories. You know, it gives them motivation to move forward and to just connect the dots in terms of, you know, what you're showing them, you know, maybe a little bit of your history and them just doing what you're teaching them.
I tell them that I scored 19 points on Lewis Williams in high school, but I leave the part out that he was a freshman and I was a senior and he scored 50 on me. You know, kids get a kick out of that. When I finally throw in that second part, I leave that out. They're like, really? I said, yeah. But I don't tell them that he was a freshman and he put up 50 on me, so.
Right. Hey, it all counts, man. It all counts. So, man, you know, let's talk about a little bit of this coaching history, man, that you've had here. You know, you've been on the women's side, the men's side, both high school, both, you know, high school and college levels. Kind of talk through a little bit of that, man, and just some of the highlights that you went through and just a few things, you know, during your coaching tenure.
Yeah, when I was at Parkview, that's where I spent the bulk of, you know, as an assistant. We had some really special teams. You know, if it wasn't for Norcross and Diamond to Shields and that squad, we probably would have had a couple state championships. But I've been really fortunate to be in the gym with some really talented players, great kids, and worked under some extremely good head coach, you know, some of the best head coaches that I feel like the state of Georgia has ever seen. And it just learn a lot, have a lot of moments and experiences with them that you just kind of keep with you. And at Parkview, those days were special. You know, then I went over to the men's side for a year at a Walnut Grove, and then back to the women's side. Then I got, you know, a head coaching job. And then after Jackson County, I got hired on at Brunel University to work with Coach Chris Stewart. Really, really fortunate to have been around some of the players and the coaches that I've been able to be around. And, you know, then you throw in the summer times when, you know, I spent some summers working the Lipscomb University camps, and those were extremely beneficial. You know, those camps are just – those are incredible. So, I've been lucky. That's for sure.
Man, that's really good stuff, man. And it sounds like you've been a part of some nice programs there. What's something that, you know, you know, got a lot of coaches, young and old, older coaches, and I don't want to say like older, I'll say seasoned vets, you know, things like that. You know, we have a wide range of coaches that listen to this podcast. And what's something that just through your years of coaching, man, has been something that you've lived by, that you've taken and just, you know, took along with you as you went into the gyms every day, something that helped you be a coach, you know, whether that's a scripture, whether that's just a motivational piece, or just something that, you know, kind of worked for you that you just kind of remembered every day. Can you give our listeners, our coaches, something that just really helped you as you went along?
Yeah. The biggest thing for me personally, and this is just, you know, from all the coaches, stay true to who you are. Stay true to your beliefs. Stay true to who you are. The kids appreciate that. The players appreciate that. The kids want to work hard for you. They want you to be demanding of them. They want to get better because they're there. You know, you set those expectations and you set those high standards. You know, for me, the goal is to win a state championship every year, or to win a national, whatever it might be. I mean, we want to win a championship. And if even if we don't, you know, which I've never been on a staff that has, even if you don't, if you do everything that you do, you're going to gain experiences. You're going to have multiple lessons that you can carry with you in the process that you can pull back on later on, like, you know, later on in life. So you're doing the right things. You're working hard every day. You know, you're not cutting corners. You're not trying to take the easy way out. And you hold those kids to that standard every single day. There's going to be experiences and there's going to be moments throughout the course of the season or throughout the course of those 4 years that when they're 35, 36, 37 years old, they're going to be able to reach back and they're going to be able to use that later on in life, you know, because, yeah. And so that's just, that's kind of something that's always stuck with me. And that I don't see myself, I will never waver from that. I think success is defined by, you know, not wins and losses, obviously, but what your players do after they graduate. What kind of people are they? Did you help them become the person that they wanted to be?
So, man, that's really good, man. I'm glad you shared that. You always got to stay true to yourself, man. So I'm glad you shared that. That's really good stuff. Man, and one of the things I definitely want to get over into this episode being brought to you by Fast Model Sports, man. You've been a contributor of Fast Model. I know for me as a coach, Fast Model Sports has really helped me to do my job efficiently. You know, I've used their products at the Division I level. You know, the Fast Scout, Fast Draw. Those things really helped my job, you know, and made me do what I do better. Talk to us a little bit about your contributions to Fast Model Sports and some of the things that you've done in conjunction with them.
Right. So I started using Fast Model about 5 or 6 years ago, but I didn't become a contributor until, I guess, last December, maybe. And I just kind of bought the product on my own just to have it. And, so I was putting plays out there on social media, you know, on Twitter and whatnot. And Robbie probably thinks that I was harassing him to become a contributor, and I really wasn't. But I was just tagging Fast Model and everything that I put out there, just, you know, to help spread the name.
Yeah.
And one day he contacted me, and you know, so I've been doing it ever since then. And it's just it's a way to stay connected. It's a way to meet other coaches, and it's a way, you know, just to, you know, share and for people to see what you do and for me to see what they do. And, you know, and you just kind of pick and piece what you like from others and you kind of form your own opinions and philosophies from that. But if you're an X's and O's geek like I am and like most coaches are, it's one heck of a product. I mean, they do a really good job there.
Nah, that's really good stuff, man. And you know, I'm that way, man. We're speaking the same language, man. I'm a stat geek and an X's and O's geek. Like, you know, I believe that with the game of basketball, there's two ways that you can do this thing. You know, it's a basic level, but then when you get over into, like you're saying, the X's and O's, the stat type things that are more intricate, now you're playing chess. And because I feel like I was a coach that played chess, these products that Fast Model Sports produce helped me to do what I did better. Kind of talk a little bit about how, you know, you mentioned that you ended up, you primarily bought it for yourself, but as you got into it and Robbie reached out to you to be a contributor, how has the products helped you in your coaching career?
Well, it's kept me organized with the playbooks and stuff. that's for sure. Cause I would have everything on a pen and paper and it would get kind of, so the organizational part of it was the biggest thing for me. You know, I wasn't losing any time anywhere else looking for something that I, you know, drew up a couple weeks ago and couldn't find it in my office or whatnot. So the organizational part was huge. Cause you get to, you know, you create your own library, everything's right there, you know, in your PDF documents and in the libraries that you have in their system. So the organizational part is the number one thing that has helped me. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, man, that organization is key as a coach, because I was the guy that had that yellow legal pad. That's, you know,
I love the legal pad. I love the legal pads.
Yeah, I was that guy that was scribbling things on there, and it was like when coach came and asked me something, I'm like, ooh, this is scribbling and I can't read my own stuff. So, you know, being able to get a hold of their products where I can actually create the whole playbook, where I can actually do a scout and it is professional and it's, I can hand it to my players and everything is crystal clear and cut. It was just amazing, man. And so what drives you in terms of the X's and O's? Like, you know, there's a lot of different areas of the game. And some people like different areas, but you're an X's and O's guy. What is it about X's and O's that gets you going over anything else?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Everybody's got their own terminology. Everybody's got their own way of doing things. I think I just like seeing the dip. I like player movement. I like player movement without the basketball. I think the biggest thing for me is what you're emphasizing, how you teach those X's and O's, you know, what skills and drills that you're doing. And then you find the X's and O's that fit whatever you're doing in practice or what you're emphasizing to your players. Because at the high school level, every year I've been at the high school level, we never did the same thing on offense from year to year. We had to do something different every single year. So I was getting an overload of different, you know, offensive sets, offensive quick hitters, continuity type stuff. And so that really was what exposed me to all the things, you know, all the different ways that you can play the game. But it really falls back on what you're emphasizing, how you're teaching passing, how you're teaching catching the basketball, the footwork, the stuff like that. So it's just kind of a little bit of everything for me. But I mean, if that answers the question, it's a little bit of everything, and you just got to find, you know, what works best for your team.
Yeah, and that's really good too, man. And you know, that in conjunction with using the fast model sports to draw your plays, and you were posting and things like that. When I started using that, it really helped me to illustrate the passion that you're talking about right now, because I was like, you know, it had all the lines and the different ways I can put it, and I could duplicate it and make it the same, but change this and change that. And, you know, it just gave me a better way to illustrate my passion, because, you know, it was a lot sometimes to have a board full of. Now, your plays normally start on a dry erase board, but when I was able to translate them onto the program, fast draw, and then be able to hand them out, that's what really helped me. Right. You know, so it channeled that passion to now it was illustrated, you know, in the program.
You know, this is kind of wild. It made me better at drawing stuff on the dry erase board. It really did. Because I was, you know, you're using it all the time. And it's really, it's clean, it's sharp, you know, all the everything looks professional. And in a weird way, it kind of carried over to when I'm drawing stuff up on a dry erase board in a timeout or whatnot. I became better at doing that, because before it looked like chicken scratch. I mean, it was awful. And I know the players were leaving the timeout saying, what did he just draw up? Because and so it really helped me when it came to that kind of stuff too. So,
yeah, man, it's a really good product. Like I say, it's a funny story I told before in one of the other episodes. You know, I started out in a program that we were not able to get it, you know, and so I had friends in other programs that had it. So I was trying to duplicate it and redo it in a graphic program just to, you know, make it like that. But then when I finally got to the program, we was able to get it, man, it just made a world of a difference, you know, because like I say, it's something when you can draw it out. And, you know, if you've been around me, you know, I have 1,000 plays on a piece of paper, you know, but when I was able to spread them out, got my out of bound, my slobs and blobs, got my full court, my jump ball sets, you know, it just made it so organized. And I felt like I went from a 1 to 100, you know, on a scale, you know, as a coach, you know. So it's really good, man. It's really good just to hear you talk about it. And with your passion as an X's and O's coach, man, I know that the product really helped you.
And now the kids have no excuse. They can, it's on their cell phones. You know, they can pull the stuff up right from their cell phone now. So they got no excuse for losing the playbook or anything. because you can literally pull the your playbooks up from your cell phone on the app. I mean, so it's just it's really good.
Yeah, this is good stuff, man. As we turn this corner, man, a little bit, you know, to wind this thing down, man. You know, I know you've given to the game a lot, man. High school level, college level, men, women, contributor, Fast Model Sports. You know, are there areas of the game for you that you have yet to touch that you're looking to touch or even contribute to the game that you haven't yet? Or do you feel like you've been pretty fulfilled in some of the things that you've done already?
I've been fulfilled. I really have been. I know there's more that I want to get out of it. You know, maybe not for me personally. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what's to come. I really don't. So I just, you know, we'll see what happens. I know there's more that I want to, that I want out of it. I know that might sound selfish. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I've been very fulfilled. You know, the people that it's brought into my life, the mentors that I've had that from the game of basketball, and what I've learned from it, you know, how I live my life day to day, the values it's instilled in me. It's been very fulfilling. I know there's more to come. I don't know where that might be, but I know if you just keep doing the right things day to day, you keep helping others, you know, something will come along. And so that's just kind of where I'm at right now, being patient, and we'll see what happens. Cause yeah, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring or, you know, 6 months down the road, but I'm going to be ready for it when that moment does happen.
Good stuff, man. And also notice that, you know, you have some different things going on. You got your website, of course. Kind of, you know, let our listeners know what you have going on your site, you know, even where they can reach out to you and connect with you on the web or social. Can you share some of that stuff with us?
Yeah, I have all the contact information is on the website. You know, I send out a newsletter, you know, once or twice a month. I basically started it from scratch, not knowing anything, you know, being technology literate like I was. I started it from scratch because there were just some things that, you know, I wanted to learn from the digital side, the social media side. So I've done everything myself, and it's difficult. It's a lot of work. But all my contact information is on my, you know, it's on my Twitter and it's on the website, CoachShuck.com. I do charge, you know, a lifetime subscription. Right now it's $59.99, so it's a one-time fee. You pay it, and you've got access for life. And I add to it probably, you know, I add to it weekly, not every day, you know, weekly. But I think for $59.99, it's you're getting a heck of a deal, that's for sure. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that grows. And that's just another area where, you know, I've met different, you know, I've met new coaches, you know, from overseas. That's been the cool thing is, you know, you start connecting with coaches overseas and players overseas. And that gives you a different viewpoint of the game. And so that's been a pretty cool thing about it too. So yeah, CoachShuck.com. It's got my email address, my social media, you know, my Twitter handle. And like I tell people all the time, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I will talk basketball. It may take me a minute to get back to you because I am very busy, but I will get back to you. That's for sure.
Good stuff, man. And also with your newsletter, man, kind of let us know what to expect for those who might want to sign up for that. You know, what kind of content do you have in there to get to those who want to grab a hold of that?
Yeah, I basically just I sent one out. And I just put some plays on there. I'll put some video clips on there. It's not a whole lot of stuff. It's just, you know, a play or two, a couple clips. I might throw in some coaching notes. Nothing overwhelming, but just a couple things that, you know, hey, you might like this. You know, basically some of the feedback that I get from coaches, you know, they'll ask me, you know, hey, do you have something on this or that? So that's kind of what I try to, you know, put in my newsletter. Like, for example, today, I think I put four quick hitters in there, three or four quick hitters, and I actually put four video clips in there. And sometimes the video clips aren't even of set plays. You know, they're just, you know, it might be a quick, you know, catch and shoot or, you know, a catch and attack. And I'll point out, you know, the footwork or how they use the screen, something along those lines. So sometimes it's not even a, it's not even a set play, but it's, you know, it's a coaching point or something, you know, hey, this is what, when I'm watching a game or when I'm scouting a game, this is what kind of stands out to me. A couple times a month, you know, I want to start getting more consistent with that. But yeah, it's free. You sign up. I've got probably, I think I've got 500 or 600 newsletter people signed up for the newsletter. And, you know, and it's just a way to stay connected. And it's a way to keep me learning. That's another thing, too. It keeps me studying. It's been pretty cool from a lot of different angles.
That's good stuff. And they can go on your website to sign up for that.
Yeah, there's a link on there. It's on the homepage, and you just go on the homepage. It says sign up for my newsletter, and you can sign up, put your email in, and you're on board.
Man, that's good stuff right there, man. You know, I appreciate the fact that, you know, you continue to give back to the game, man. It's amazing because, you know, the coaching industry, man, is like none other, man, to where it's constantly people, coaches just giving back. Man, there's always a webinar or a coaching clinic or like yourself, the newsletters going out. Man, I appreciate that stuff, man. And I know coaches do as well in the several hundred that you have out there. I'm sure they appreciate that too as well, man. So thank you for doing that. And man, thank you so much for being on the show, man. I really enjoy hearing about your story and how you got started. Really enjoy hearing about just your contributions to the game, contributions to Fast Model Sports, and just your love for the game, man. I can feel it even through this call, man, through this podcast, just your passion for the game and just really believing that you'll be blessed, man, with many other opportunities to just give back to the game as you continue to do what you do, man. So from the bottom of my heart, man, thanks for allowing me to interview you.
I appreciate you having me on. I've been, I've followed your stuff for, you know, probably the past year. And I think you do very good work. And I'm happy to be on here.
Yes, sir, man. It's been a pleasure, man. And it's just great connecting with you, man. So I look forward to staying connected, man. The platform is always open to you. So if you got anything new coming out or something you want to let the coaching world on my end of the world know, about what you're doing, man, you are always welcome to come on, man. And also, man, we just want to shout out Fast Model Sports, man, for what they've been doing, what they're doing for the basketball community. And also thank you, man, for your contributions to Fast Model Sports, man, and the ways that you've been, working with them to expand and give back to the game.
I've really enjoyed it. It's been a cool experience. So I feel pretty fortunate, that's for sure.
Good stuff, man. Well, hey, man, appreciate you being on the show. Hey, everybody, that's Coach Aaron Shuck, doing great things in the game of basketball, continuing to be a blessing and giving back to the game in his own way. Make sure you go over and check him out on social media. Give him a follow. Also, go ahead and go to his website. Make sure you check him out on there. Sign up for his newsletter and check out some of the other things that he has available to the coaching community. So make sure you go check that out. And before we get out of here, we have a special message for our coaches.
Are you looking to take your game preparation to the next level? Then Fast Model Sports is the perfect coaching software for you. With Fast Draw, build an organized library of plays and drills and create professional playbooks to share with your players and staff. You can also download over 9,000 free plays and drills from our play bank directly to your Fast Draw account. Also, you need a way to better build your scouting reports? With Fast Scout, build custom scouting report templates to prepare your team best for each individual opponent. The combination of Fast Draw and Fast Scout is the best way for you and your coaches to create winning game strategies and effectively communicate them to your team. Over 10,000 high schools and youth coaches use Fast Model Sports technology to help their team reach their goals. So to take advantage of this bundle, use the code IUHOOPS15, that's IUHOOPS15, to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products. Once again, in ordering Fast Draw or Fast Scout or any of those products in the bundle there, use code IUHOOPS15 to get 15% off any Fast Draw and Fast Scout products. Well, hey guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Interview You in conjunction with Fast Model Sports. Until next time, we'll see you on the next episode.